Hello, I'm Neil Carlson, Hale Du Bois' son-in-law. I'm speaking from California, and on behalf of my wife, Nancy, Hale's daughter, and my family and friends here, we send you greetings. I'd like to share with you two scriptures. One is really for us, the other is for Dad. The one for us comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2. There is a time to be born, and there is a time to die. And then for Dad, Ecclesiastes 7:1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. A time to be born and a time to die, but the time of death is better than the time of one's birth. I believe that, so did Dad. On the lighter side, and after all, this is a victory celebration. It is a grand time. Yes, there is sadness, and our heart is heavy, but since we know where Dad is, it's a great time to rejoice and to be happy on his part. Years ago, this is the story that happened as I made my first trip to St. Louis, Missouri, to meet my future father-in-law. I was very nervous. I was very full of anticipation and, yes, excitement. I had met Nancy at the graduate school in New Orleans, the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. She had already gone home. I was taking a train to St. Louis. As we approached St. Louis, my heart was beating fast because I knew what I was going to do. I was going to ask A.O. Du Bois for his daughter's hand in marriage. I got off the train. There was Nancy. I recognized her. And standing beside her, her mom and dad. And Mom, you might remember this. I was so totally out of it, as the kids would say today, so scared and excited at the same time, that after I told Nancy hi, I went over to you, Mom, you might remember this, and I shook your hand. And I went over to Dad and I kissed him. And I would imagine many thoughts went through his mind. What kind of a fellow is this? Well, it was the time that started me into a new relationship. As I married Nancy, I found this heaven on earth. But it came as I went through an experience and as I reached out for my new father-in-law. And I use the word father for this reason. In recent days, there has probably been anxiety on the part of A.O. before he got off this train and at the depot met his father face to face. And he is now in a heavenly relationship. So I praise God that he is there. And I praise the Lord that it is not death to die. And the old poem rings quite true as I conclude. It is not death to die, to leave this weary road, and midst the brotherhood on high to be at home with God. It is not death to close the eye long dimmed by tears, and wake in glorious repose to spend eternal years. It is not death to bear the stroke that sets us free from earthly chain, to breathe the air of boundless liberty. It's not death to fling aside this mortal dust and rise on strong, exalting wings to live among the just. Giver and Lord of life, in you we can't die. Grant us to conquer in the strife and to dwell with you on high. Amen. Hello, I'm Neil Carlson, A.O. Du Bois' son-in-law. And on behalf of my wife, Nancy, our family and friends here, we greet you from King City, California. I want to share with you two scriptures, one actually for you, one for Dad. Both comes from the book of Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, this is the one for us, it says that there is a time to be born and a time to die. And then the scripture for Dad comes from chapter 7, verse 1, which reads, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. One of my favorite scriptures in the Old Testament is this one, saying, yes, there's a time to be born, but when you die, that's better than the day that you were born. And A.O. experienced that several days ago. The date of his death, really the date of his beginning a brand new relationship with his Heavenly Father. I want to share with you something on the light side. And after all, this is a time for us to rejoice, and we are happy in Jesus. This is a victory celebration, people, a victory celebration. And on this light side, I want to relate to you a story that happened. It's true. It was my first encounter with Mr. A.O. Du Bois, Jr. I met his daughter at the graduate school in New Orleans, New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. Nancy had gone home, and I later took a train to St. Louis. And as the train got closer and closer, I became a little on edge, and certainly I was scared, frightened, a lot of anxiety, because being a Southern gentleman, I was going to ask A.O. for his daughter's hand in marriage. When I deboarded the coach, I found Nancy standing waiting for me with her arms wide open. But then on the left and the right were her parents. And Mom, you might remember this incident. Nancy reminds me of it often. I was so excited and confused that I reached over to you, Mom, you might remember this, and I shook your hand. Do you remember? And then I went over to A.O. and I kissed him. And I would imagine that he said, "Wow, what kind of a guy is this?" But it was my going through him as a new father-in-law to me that I gained Nancy's hand in marriage and was ushered into a relationship that has become heaven on earth to me. Now, a few days ago, A.O. was ushered into a new relationship with his heavenly father. It was like coming to the depot at the end of life, getting off the coach, and being embraced and embrace the heavenly father. And you know, that only happens to a person who doesn't die. So it is true, this old poem that goes like this: it is not death to die, to leave this weary road, and midst the brotherhood on high, to be at home with God. It is not death to close the eye long dimmed by tears, and wake in glorious repose to spend eternal years. It is not death to bear the stroke that sets us free from earthly chain, to breathe the air of boundless liberty. And it's not death to fling aside this mortal dust, and rise on strong exalting wings to live among the just. Giver and Lord of life, in you we can't die. Grant us to conquer in the strive and to dwell with you on high. Amen.